and you got a pretty good overview of the city of Bangkok. This particular view is of the Royal Palace, which we'll visit later on. However, our next stop is the Wat Po. Wat means temple, so actually what I'm saying is the Temple Po. And outside, the Temple Po was quite large, maybe covered 4 or 5 acres, and it had all sorts of buildings and different things there, but it wasn't in that good a state of repair. Some of the buildings were in pretty good shape, and some of them were pretty run down, and most of them were so-so. As you first enter one of their gateways, which would be about 1 yard wide and 2 yards high, as you come in, then you see this massive image of a soldier, perhaps, who's intended to keep away evil spirits or whatever. That person would be about 12 foot tall, or that image. This would be a further away view of the gateway. As I say, it's about 1 yard wide and 2 yards high, where you actually walk through. Up above it, there's some sort of decoration. In this case, it's the typical cone shape. And then on each side of the gateway, you have your two images, or ferocious images. And all around Wat Po, you have these impressive buildings. We thought that Thailand was particularly spectacular because, for example, in China, you had had around the tops of the roofs, you'd had the carven dragons, you know, sort of effect. And here you have such detail that it almost looks like gingerbread effect. Quite impressive. This would be another gateway. This time Barbara is standing inside two shishi dogs. Also around Wat Po, they had all sorts of different structures. This particular structure would be is basically a bell with all sorts of things around it. This is another example, and I guess the final example. We were really impressed by Thailand because they seemed to do one better than anybody else. For example, everywhere else they have, underneath they have carven wood and bright colored paint. Well, and they have a tile roof. Well, in Thailand, instead of having plain tile roof, they have ceramic tile roof. Elsewhere for decoration, they might have ceramic tile mosaics. Well, in Thailand, they'd have little bits of colored glass in their mosaics, you know, little mirrors. So it was just a step brighter and more impressive. And they just seemed to do one up better, more impressive than anyone else. And we were just awed by a lot of the sights we saw in Thailand. So you have your bright roofs with patterns, and then bright mosaics, huge doors, large pillars, decorated. Now, a lot of gold plate. Called gold leaf. This could be another view of the same temple you saw before. You saw through Wat Po, there were all sorts of interesting things. This would be a couple of decorated doors and two shishi dogs with a gateway from one section of the temple to another. And there were just so much to take pictures of. They also had a miniature of the entire temple of Wat Po, and that's what this is a picture of, so you could get everything in perspective, all the different buildings. Barbara mentioned Wat Po is the largest temple in Thailand. It covers a really large area, all sorts of buildings.